Say you're a new graduate looking for a teaching job. It might take a nudge to go to Chester County. It's a rural district, smack dab between Charlotte and Columbia. Wendell Sumter says as a principal at Chester Middle a few years ago, the program came in handy when trying to compete with those cities for teachers.
As a small district where we have salaries without districts that are much higher than what we're able to pay here in Chester County, it offers a different edge for us.
Chester Middle qualifies for the program because more than 70% of its students are from low-income families. But that's also true of hundreds of other schools in the state.
Let me give you the sobering statistics in South Carolina. Approximately now, two-thirds of our schools have a poverty index of 70% or more.
That's Melanie Barton, the director of the Education Oversight Committee, a state agency. In 2008, 629 schools qualified for the program because of their poverty levels. That number has grown to 780 schools this year.
Of course, you've had the Great Recession. That has been one of the driving forces.
Barton's committee wants state lawmakers to narrow the definition of a needy school. Instead of setting a poverty threshold of 70%, the committee recommends raising it to 80%. Barton says that would include just under half of South Carolina schools. State Superintendent Mick Zace goes along with that.
The definition is so loose that over 70% of the schools in South Carolina qualify as critical. And if I was going to pick out the schools that I would like to direct teachers to for loan forgiveness, they wouldn't necessarily include all, 70-plus percent of the schools in South Carolina.
There are other factors that put schools on the loan forgiveness list: a below-average rating and a teacher turnover rate of more than 20%. But only 5% of schools land on the list for these reasons. The Education Oversight Committee is also asking state lawmakers to set aside $2 million more for these loans. The loan program now provides about $4.5 million in support to 1,100 aspiring teachers. The State Board of Education still has to weigh in with its recommendation. If lawmakers agree with the changes, they wouldn't take effect until the 2014 school year. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.